Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
How's everybody doing? Everybody good?
Good morning. Yes.
We are going to get into the Dave Chappelle attack in just a moment. But first, don't forget, you're probably going to be grilling out this weekend for Mother's Day. And even if you're not, you know you're going to be grilling at some point because the weather's getting awesome and it's time to be outside. So if you want to have a really lovely supply of all the best food, all the best meats that you could possibly grill, why would you turn to anybody else except Omaha Steaks? Omaha Steaks, you guys, they have the spring grill pack already put together for you if you want it, or you can substitute things out of that pack and put in things that you like better than what's in the pack and create your own spring grill pack and get 50% off of it when you go to omahasteaks.com and then use keyword chicks in the search field. You'll get 50% off that. You'll get four free steak burgers, four free chicken breasts. I don't know why you would turn down this offer. It's like the best offer ever. Do it. omahasteaks.com, keyword chicks.
It's Mother's Day this weekend. My gosh, I can't even deal. You guys, I'm trying to...
I'm looking at here. I have to promo something and I can't read my own writing. I'm not even kidding. I have no idea.
You're
okay, that's right.
Promote something, you guys.
I'm supposed to promote. It's our daily podcast. I'm supposed to promote what we're doing right now. And you guys are here. So you know you're supposed to be watching what you're watching, but you're supposed to go and tell all your friends to watch exactly what you're watching right now.
And then or also listen to it. You can listen to it.
And then listen to it and put it right here. Put it right here in your tool belt or your pocket, or put it in somebody else's tool belt. Like sneak up on them and shove it right there in their tool belt. Go, ooh, goose them. And then like shove it in there. Ooh.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
Do it.
Okay, so I could show like a really terrible quality video of this, but I feel like that's just not even worth the time.
Really?
I mean, the video that I have is really, really bad of the Dave
Chappelle. We're known for that. We're known for our poor quality videos. Like our shtick.
I mean, our videos are poor quality. Okay. But like the videos that we show generally are not.
Okay.
And so the only video that I'm seeing out in the world of the actual moment that Dave Chappelle got tackled on stage during a performance last night in LA is just like from super far away and it's not very good quality. But imagine essentially that someone stormed the stage, tried to tackle him, his security team, Jamie Foxx, and Chris Rock then came from the sides of the stage to then tackle the tackler. And then like, so the security detail got him. And you guys, the moment that Chris Rock came rushing over to help, he was like, was that Will Smith?
I love it so much.
I just love everything about that. And so immediately, because Chappelle is a professional, he immediately picked up right where he left off and said back to Chris Rock, he said, I thought that was you for a second. And then they had some banter about it. Jamie Foxx got involved in the banter. And then I don't know exactly who it was that absolutely just reconfigured the attacker. But the pictures of this guy on the stretcher heading into the ambulance, his arm is like in a way that arms don't go.
it's like Joe Theismann's leg. Remember? Like it's all, remember? You guys remember?
Yeah.
Remember. Well, I mean, if you're gonna like bum rush a stage now, you kind of deserve, you have that coming, right?
Oh yeah, you have that coming. You have that coming.
You had it coming. Yeah. Don't want to do that.
Well, and why, you know, we don't know at this point, like, why the guy rushed the stage, but this is our world now. Like, and a lot of people on Twitter I saw are basically blaming Will Smith for creating this atmosphere, this right. like kind of world where now people just rush stages and attack performers.
Well, so, are they wrong?
I mean, I don't know that it's like directly Will Smith's fault, but he certainly didn't help anything.
He didn't help it. He didn't help the atmosphere. Right. Because there are always going to be dumb people, the low hanging fruit, who are like, oh, Will Smith did it and I can do it. I may get an Oscar. Because let's face it, he didn't suffer any punishment. I mean, let's get real
here.
Well,
yeah, I mean, it's true. It's absolutely true. So I bet one of the things that Chappelle said after is, and I don't know if he said this on stage or if he was interviewed afterwards, but in any case, he said, and I quote, "I've been doing this for 35 years. I just stomped an N-word backstage. I've always wanted to do that." So maybe he's the one that like reconfigured that guy's arm. I don't know. I don't know who did it.
I love how you say reconfigured. Reconfigured it. He transformed it, you guys. He transformed
it didn't look like an arm is supposed to look, the thing.
Reconstructed his arm. Right there.
But that's what you get. That is what you get.
Yeah, it's what you get. Don't do that, jerks. God, everybody calm down. Everybody just start acting like humans. So sick of the lack of humanity. No, we've all forgotten how. Everybody's gone crazy. Bunch of rabid weirdos.
It's crazy, crazy times. J.D. Vance won the election, or won the primary, I should say, in Ohio last night. And so people, even on CNN, I think it was John King, who was like, well, I mean, you can't deny it. That was a win for Donald Trump, because, of course, Donald Trump endorsed J.D. Vance, promptly forgot his name, but nevertheless, he did endorse J.D. Vance. And so the fact that J.D. Vance has won, you know, people are saying, oh, Trump's still a kingmaker. He's still got that America first influence. And so make of that what you will. We'll have to see if he actually wins the general. And then, you know, we can talk about that. But yeah, he did win his primary.
You can say that, but I mean, you're also fine. The America first thing. But I think people also believe in America first. You can listen, you know, I like Trump. But I also think that, I mean, Trump aside, I believe in America first.
So, oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know that you can really attach Trump to this. I just don't know that they had, like, amazing choices in Ohio. And I know that there were a lot of people that were really not particularly pleased with J.D. Vance. But that's who won, and he won pretty easily.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's my point. I'm just trying to say that we can't, you know, I think a lot of people are going to try to attach Trump to several candidates. And I'm just, my point is that there are people out there who believe in America first who aren't necessarily looking at Trump. You know, you can't attach that to Trump. It's just, we just believe in America. So bugger off, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Do you remember the other day when we were talking about that ridiculous New York Times piece, the hit piece that they tried to do on Tucker?
Tucker, yeah.
I wanted to show this clip. I meant to show this yesterday. We didn't get to it, but it's of Nicole Wallace and like her panel. And they are talking about, she's talking to, I guess, one of the main contributors, perhaps the main contributor to the article, about like what it was like to do the research for it and what it was like to sit through hours and hours and hours of Tucker. You guys, you would think that this woman had just gone through like a POW camp or something. Like she had gone through some unbelievable torture, the way that she describes getting prepped for the Tucker Carlson hit piece. And so I just wanted to share it because that's how dumb these people are. Look at this.
Karen, I want to ask you what it was like for you to watch all these hours of Tucker Carlson's show.
It was revealing in a way that I can't even describe. I mean, I had no idea. I had not watched the show before this project. And once I did, I realized that what we wanted to do would be to create an immersive experience so that the people who read the New York Times, who most likely don't watch the show on a regular basis, could feel what it's like. Because I think it's easy to dismiss to dismiss what he's saying as, you know, just another cable TV news host, but he's way more powerful, and the content is way more dangerous than I think what anybody realizes, unless you're watching the show on a daily basis.
Yeah. Oh God, so dangerous. Is her name Karen? Was her name Karen? It was Karen.
I don't know
it?
What her name was, but
I think her name was Karen.
She's to writing and not making TV appearances, because
right,
damn.
She's so dramatic. So dramatic. I mean, it's a drama. They should have had like the drama music in the background, you know, like that. It's just, she's just, God, how do these people, how do they have friends? Do they have friends?
I don't know.
And what are they like at parties? Because I don't want to go to those parties.
Like, like, it takes 7 years to get a sentence out.
Yes.
My God.
Like, spit it out. Spit it out, lady. God, you just want to like smack her on the side of the head and see if it comes out faster. Not that I condone violence on the show.
We never
do. I never ever do. No.
So that is the first clip I wanted to show from yesterday. We also wanted to get to this clip of Joe Biden, I think, attempting to be funny. I'm not entirely positive. This is just 15 seconds, but it's him making a joke about how there's never been a senator from Delaware before.
The Biden Institute. So we call that using a point of personal privilege. Now, there have not been many senators from Delaware. It's a small state. As a matter of fact, there's never been one. So I want to take advantage of it.
There were like two people who laughed. Did you hear the people in the audience? The people in the audience, they were like, two people, they went,
What?
Were we supposed to laugh at that? Visiting angels, America choices.
Seriously, why would you make a joke that does nothing but make you look like an uneducated idiot? I just feel like that's not the joke he wants to make. You know what I mean? That's unhelpful.
Because he's Joe Biden. That's why. Oh my God. Our president is a moron, you guys. He's a moron. A moron is running our country.
Utter
senile moron. He has no idea where he is. It's okay. It's okay, everybody. We've all accepted it. It's fine. We're all in the same. We're okay. We're all right. We're going to be okay. Everybody, it's okay.
Speaking of morons, so
yeah.
The View, before the whole hullabaloo with the Supreme Court news came out and they lost their minds over that, before that, they were making commentary on the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Joy Behar has decided that because Joe Biden was laughing so hard at being roasted, that is proof that he is there mentally. That's her logic. Okay, I'll let her explain it so you can hear it for yourself.
They do not laugh unless you're talking about them.
Yeah.
I also was impressed with Joe Biden, his response to the material, yes, which you pointed out, Anna, that it was funny stuff. But when they were trashing him, or mm-hmm, roasting him, mm-hmm, rather, he was laughing his,
yes,
head off,
yeah,
which shows you that he's mentally stable, as opposed to,
yes,
years ago, if you remember, when Obama took a shot at a joke at Trump, yes, this is the response. This show the picture. Look, there's the difference.
Yes.
You see?
I cannot with these people.
There's the proof,
oh, yeah,
guys. There,
yeah, that shows that. That shows that. What, Trump is mentally unfit, and Biden is fine. That's what she's trying to prove there. Mm-hmm. Holy crap! This is what they're. Wow. I mean, the lengths they will go to try to defend this guy. I just cannot. He is.
It's pretty amazing.
He is in the state of he is in total dementia right now. And they're just like, oh, no, nothing to see here. No, it's totally fine. He's laughing. No, he's just laughing in general because he has no clue where he is, Joy. Good Lord.
Well, and he laughed the hardest when Trevor Noah was talking about how the price of everything is up and Americans are essentially struggling right now.
Right.
That was hilarious to Joe Biden. Absolutely hilarious.
I'm sure it's funny to him because he doesn't have to deal with it, because he'll,
right,
never have to deal with inflation. He's the president.
Exactly.
God.
Exactly. You guys, MyPillow still having their buy one, get one extravaganza-thon right now. And they're also throwing in a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. If you haven't gotten your copy yet, if you would like to read it, you can get it for free with literally any order that you place at mypillow.com/chicks. And there's buy one, get one on so many things. You can see the entire list of buy one, get one offers right at mypillow.com/chicks. But now's the time to stock up, because when they do a buy one, get one, man, everything is super cheap and everything is so great that you order from MyPillow, whether it's your schlubby cardigans or your amazing scrubby schlubby towels or the robes or the kitten fur technology squeezy slippers and moccasins, whatever you get, you're going to love mypillow.com/chick.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And make sure that you guys are following us on Locals at chicksontheright.locals.com.
What was it? Oh, yeah. The White House Correspondents' Dinner also. Remember how we talked about the fact that Trevor Noah was like pointing supposedly to Ron DeSantis saying, I see you, Ron DeSantis. I see you. And he wasn't there.
Right.
So DeSantis spoke up about that. And I love, you know, I love him. And so we have a clip today.
We
know. Governor. DeSantis. Here he is.
I would never attend that. I have no interest in that. I did not watch it. I don't care what they do. But for them to advertise me when that invitation was rejected by my office, that is a lie. And so here they are saying how important they are, that they're somehow these paragons of truth, and yet there they are lying about something that is readily verifiable. And so the idea that I was there is false. The idea that I would have ever gone is false. And why they would want to try to perpetuate a lie about that, I don't know. But I think it just shows you why that cabal of people in D.C., New York, are so reviled by so many Americans. I think it's a reputation that's been well deserved.
Yeah. And I love that he used the word cabal. True. Very appropriate. Cabal.
He did use it.
Very appropriately.
Anyway, so just to confirm, he was not, in fact, in attendance.
Why would he go? Again, he should have said, why would I go to nerd prom? Have you seen me lately?
Right.
I'm Ron freaking DeSantis, people. Hello.
Okay, I suppose we should talk about the continued freak out that everyone is having about the Supreme Court. Ellie, what is his name? Mistel something. There's that crazy guy that Nicole Wallace has on her show, that Joy Reid has on her show, who literally hates this country. And it's never been more obvious than in this most recent clip, where he is talking about our founding fathers in the most like horrific ways. Because he's freaking out about this whole Supreme Court thing. Just look at this.
Overlooked a lot, but that's also being thrown under the bus. Your thought about the decision itself.
Alito's fundamental legal reasoning is that abortion is not a fundamental right because it doesn't go back to the founding, because the founding fathers didn't recognize abortion as a fundamental right. And he's right about that. The founding fathers didn't recognize abortion as a fundamental right because the founding fathers were racist, misogynist jerk faces who didn't believe that women had any rights at all. So of course they didn't believe that women had rights to their own bodies. The founding fathers didn't believe that marital rape was a thing. Could it be a thing, according to the founding fathers, according to Sam Alito? So that's the history that Sam Alito is accessing. Look, either you believe that the founding fathers in their infinite wrongness were overcome by the 14th Amendment, which guarantees equal protection to all people in this country, or you don't. And if you don't believe that the 14th Amendment guarantees women rights to their own reproductive system, just like a man has a right to his own reproductive system, if you don't believe that, then we are living in a situation where women have second-class citizen status. If you do believe that the 14th Amendment worked, then Samuel Alito's legal reasoning is laughable on its face and wrong.
He mad. He big mad.
Right. He's so angry. He just has an anger. Again, can you imagine being at a party with these people? It's like, I'm going to go ahead and get some chips. I know. you just be over here being all pissed off because I'm going to go, wow. Anybody got some David Bowie music?
He called the founders big jerk faces.
Jerk faces. Jerk faces. That was his technical term for the founders, jerk faces. I feel like.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, it's just so. There's so many words to describe so many words to describe him. That I mean, you know,
so many.
About the founders of the greatest experiment ever, you know, the people
that affords
who,
him the freedom to spout off
right,
like that about the founders.
Precisely. precisely Mock. Yeah, it's like he has no idea. Like the ungratefulness in that clip. Mm-hmm. And I think that those chicks were laughing. Did I hear laughter in the background when he was saying jerk faces? I feel like I heard laughter. And it's like the sheer ungratefulness of all of these asshats that mm-hmm. are just sitting back. And it's just, wow, it's baffling. It's really baffling. These people have no... They just are not grateful for their country, you know? They're not grateful at all. And they're not grateful for life. I just look at the what's happening here and people are just screaming so hard for abortion. And it's like, okay, if you want to be just like North Korea, okay. I just, who are these people?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that because we do have a little montage of just who those people are. And actually, we have a couple. So this first montage that you're going to see is just some of the women of TikTok reacting. And then the second one you're going to see is way scarier. And we'll get to that in a minute. First, let's just look at some of the absolute crises that these women now feel like they're in.
This abortion law goes beyond a woman's issue, and it goes beyond anything you can ever imagine. The societal implications of this are going to be insane. The amount of just pain and damage this is going to cause, and the full ability to tell a woman what she can and can't do with her body. And we're going back into a Handmaid's Tale society here.
All of you women who sat home, all you young girls, adults over 18 years old who did not go out and vote, who did not think that you need to protect your womb, we're now back in the dark ages.
Brace yourselves, ladies. I'm with you. My heart is just broken. I don't understand why this country hates women so much. I just don't understand it. We'll get through this. We'll figure out a way.
No more joking about it being a Handmaid's Tale. It will be.
Okay, so can I just point out that, like, these people are nuts. Okay, first of all, they're completely insane. And second of all, like, yikes, like, do something about that for a second. Wow. I mean, I know I don't look that good at 6 o'clock in the morning, but damn, I mean, like, do something about that. And then third of all, like, your abortions are not, if this does happen, your precious, precious ability to kill your own baby is not going to go away. It's not going to go away. These people are out, they're losing their minds and they're dramatizing something that's like, you're still going to be able to do it. It's just the right goes back to the states. Do they just not understand what's happening here? I think it's like the number something like, I think it goes I think it decreases 13% or something like that. That's what I heard. The ability to get an abortion, it decreases like 13%. Honestly, that's what I heard that from. I think it was like Gutfeld or something yesterday. Hmm. And I don't know where he got that statistic. I really don't know where he did. So it's something I'd have to look up. But like, it will decrease a little bit, but people, women, will be able to just figure out like what state they're able to do it in. It doesn't go away. It's like abortions will not disappear. You will just, this is insane. These women think that, oh my God, I will never be able to get my precious abortion ever again. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
They're very, very upset. Very upset.
Yeah. They're very upset that they can't kill their children. You know, it's like, and this is what we're talking about here. So let's just get real and talk about it the way it needs to be talked about. You can't, that ability does not go away if this does in fact happen. It just goes back to the state. And you're still able to do that, you hags.
Well, it gets worse than just women like being upset and crying and being hysterical. The other problem is that there are psychotic, lunatic, leftist men who are now calling for violence openly because of this. So this is a little bit of a scarier montage. But this is the kind of crap that is now, I think that we can all kind of, we need to brace ourselves for violence if in fact Roe v. Wade does get overturned, because this is what these clowns are saying.
If they actually do this, that would be the time where rioting would be okay. I got the pitchforks, you get the gas and the torches. Let's fucking do that shit, because you're not forcing. No.
There's only one solution to this, to all of this, because it's all interconnected. Starts with V, ends with E, and it's not vote.
Hey, TikTok. Do you ever wake up in the morning and think you just want to burn it all to the ground? And what I mean by burning it all to the ground is those old white men and the women who support them who want to tell me what to do with my body.
If Roe versus Wade gets overturned, there will be mayhem in these streets.
You think the global protests around George Floyd were big? You just fucking wait when you launch an attack on 50% of the American population.
Secondly, if you supported the use of violence to defend abortion clinics when the state recognized abortion rights and the cops were doing it, you should have zero problems with people outside the law now doing the exact same thing.
I mean, these people are freaking lunatics.
They are lunatics. That guy in the Star Wars pantsuit was especially scary. So I'm really afraid of him. Yeah.
Oh my
God.
But I mean,
but you're right. They are complete lunatics. And you know, I still think we should split the country in half and get a divorce from these people.
How do we do that? Like, how do we actually make that happen? Because now it's starting to feel more and more like that's where we're headed anyway. So let's just figure out what states are going to be what, and like, let's make this happen.
I'm serious. I think we should seriously like find a senator or somebody, some congressman, senator. Somebody needs to put a bill up. We need to find legislation and just make this shit happen. I'm so tired of this crap. I really am serious. Like, it's like I'm so sick of all this stupid piddly legislation. This is real legislation that I could get behind. Just split the country in half. Just give me Texas. You know what I mean? Just like, just split the country, like give us Texas and Florida. And then you obviously need South Carolina, like just split the country in half. I'm so tired of this. It's like, I don't think it's going to be, we will never have an amicable split at this point. Like we're never going to be able there's no way we're ever going to be able to come together, I don't think, as a country at this point and agree to disagree. I just don't think we're going to be able to do that. We're not going to be able to work it out. I'm sorry. I just don't think that we're going to be able to do it. I think we're too far gone. And especially with stuff like this, I just don't think we're going to be able to agree on things. Yeah. I used to think that like maybe not even, you know, 5-6 years ago, I used to think, oh, we can, you know, we can work this out. I don't think we can work it out. I just don't. Like stuff like that. When I see stuff like that, I'm like, these people are nuts.
And they're so brazen anymore in their nuttiness. So like there were, I don't remember, was it LA? I can't remember. There were some videos that were going around social media last night of people out in the streets protesting and cops trying to get everyone pushed back beyond a certain barrier, right? And the way that these people now feel emboldened to go after cops who are doing their job and trying to maintain order, it's off the charts. And so now it's like, I just look at these cops and I think you're becoming a cop at this point is suicidal. I mean, because there's so much hatred and just brazen willingness to just get in their faces and be violent towards cops. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy how everybody's gotten.
I totally agree. So, I mean, I just don't think it, put the country in half, you know, somebody needs to come. I'm serious. I would love to see somebody actually come up with that sort of legislation and just see what happens. Just see like how many people agree with it.
Yeah.
I would love to see like who agrees with it and who doesn't and why. And I guarantee you that more people would agree with it than not, just throwing that out there. Then I'd like to see if it happens, how well that side of the country does.
Right.
Without our money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and because essentially they want everything for free. So they're going to run out of money pretty damn quick.
Uh-huh. Right. Because we're the ones who are willing to do the work and put the work in. Let's see how well they do after about 2 years. We'll see how well they do. Right. Because they're the ones who are like, gimme, 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 gimme. I want all the free handouts. Yeah. Uh-huh. We'll see how well they do. Because eventually you do run out of other people's money.
It's been a while since I have shared an email that we've received about one of our sponsors, but I thought this one from Kathy Blankenship was so great. She said, I was a longtime customer of Proactive for adult acne. Long story short, I got pissed off. I decided to give Genucel a try and I ordered the most popular package. I was skeptical, but I thought, what the hell? How bad can it get? Let me tell you, this is worth every penny. Even though I still have minor breakouts, they are nothing compared to what I continue to deal with using a product that was designed specifically for my condition. So if any of your followers are dealing with adult acne, I implore them to give Genucel a try. I have found the Chamonix Genucel XV Anti-Wrinkle Cream and the Anti-Aging Primer are my two new best friends. So now I just need to get my Patriot Supply order decided on and jump in the shower for work. Have a fantastic day. Balls from Kathy Blankenship.
I love it. That's awesome. Yeah, cool. Yeah, the products are amazing. And the retinol cream is so great, you guys. Like if you haven't tried it, it really is fantastic. It's like no other retinol that I've ever used ever. So definitely check it out for Mother's Day.
I mean, you still have time and that's the thing because they do have free 2-day shipping. Like, so order now if you'd like to treat yourself or treat your mama or treat a mama that's in your life. Just go to genucel.com/chicks. It's up to 50% off right now. And then you can also join their rewards program for an extra 10% off. Perfect for Mom's Day. genucel.com/chicks.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Is it Wednesday? Is today Wednesday?
Is it? I feel, yes, it is. I just looked at my phone. It's Wednesday.
Okay, all right. Hump day. It's hump day. All right, everybody, it's hump day. We got to bring it in. Let's bring it in. Oh, it's a big hump day squeeze. Hump day squeeze, everybody. We hope everybody has a great day today. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
we need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
Although I also think it's interesting that this experiment has kind of played out over the course of the last 10 to 15 years. And it, if anything, it gives us more evidence that our culture of free speech was not a weakness. In fact, the alternative creates a much weaker culture, at least relative to the past. But this point is, this is exactly, I think, why I am not fundamentally optimistic about Musk. And again, we have all of these reasons that this is good and that this is bad. And I think it is certainly better than the alternative. There's no question about it.
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In an attempt to divide America and Israel, leftists have spread hateful falsehoods about Israel and its right to self-defense. You deserve the truth. Hey, y'all, it's Sarah from The Sarah Carter Show. Israel has missiles flying over its head, yet the radical left is calling them racist, evil, and every other smear imaginable. It's disgusting. And on this week's Sarah Carter Show, we expose them for what they are, anti-Semitic lies about our Jewish brothers and sisters. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show on your favorite podcast app.